What is up, Arizona high school basketball fanatics? Welcome back to the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. Your other host, Reyes, is here with me as always. And we got a great episode in store for you guys today as we talk about small ball superlatives. This episode has been in the making for a minute, and we're going to get into the best shooting team in the small ball, the best defensive team, best offensive team, the biggest team. It's going to be awesome. Let's get into it. All right, big dog, you ready to get this thing done?
I think so.
Hey, you sound good, dude.
Oh, thanks, man. It's all the drugs I'm taking.
That's all the drugs you're taking. That's good. So we should say this. Well, number one, Reyes, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good.
We're recording midway through the week, which we never do.
We never do this, and you know what we never also do?
What?
Ask each other how we're doing.
That's true. We never do, huh? Well, I just did, so I'm gonna change that.
It's all about mental health. I'm just kidding. But
Turns into a mental health podcast.
I'm doing good, man. It's always good to see you.
I know, man. So this episode has been a long time in the making now. Doing small ball superlatives is actually brought about by Coach Foshi out of Lincoln Prep. He gave us the idea on Patreon. He is part of the Army. And just in case you don't know what that is, that's part of the Patreon, right? He's part of the Army. And he gave us...
Super, I'm so sorry to cut you off. No, and if you're not part of the Army, you join now!
Join now.
Join now!
That's your corporal speaking.
No, I'm your five-star general, bro.
And I'm your four-star general speaking, because a five-star general doesn't exist.
I got a little crazy right there. I'm sorry.
You did. So
join now. $5.
This was brought about by Coach Foshi out of Lincoln Prep, and he thought it would be a really cool idea. And we've been meaning to do this for, like, months now. And, you know, we finally got a spot where we could fit it in. So we're excited to do this. We're going to cover a lot of these teams. Like I said, it's the best shooting team, best defensive team. We'll kind of get into all that. I do want to say this, though. April the 15th is a huge date that's coming up. April the 15th at Florence, we're having our Arizona Small Ball Senior Showcase. And, you know, Reyes just dropped all of the commits, which was awesome.
Hey, can we talk about
there
it?
There was a mistake.
Hey, I know that. Hey.
Hey. Hey, we want you guys to know, like, we have worked.
Wait. Can I just say something? Like,
sure.
Because this is the Army right now listening. I know that the general fans will hear this, like, on next week on Monday. Mm-hmm. But for my Army fellas. That was crazy.
You messed up.
I messed up. I screwed the pooch, boys.
If you haven't been demoted, if you weren't demoted, you're demoted now, you know.
I think I just lost some pay. The social media manager needs to get dealt with.
You are. So, yeah, Reyes has, and we want you guys to know, we have both been working extremely hard on this Arizona Small Ball Showcase, trying to get some of the best seniors all together from 1A through the 3A. And part of that is doing these drops about who's committed and everything with these pictures.
And let's just be honest, the selection process was freaking hard.
This is hard, dude. There's a lot of really great seniors.
There's a lot of great seniors. A lot of things went into the consideration. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you didn't make it, we just want you to know that you're still in our heart. You're still small ball forever. Mm. What would help is if you join the Army. but all jokes aside, man, like we said, obviously the commits dropped and everything like that. There's a couple kids that we did invite, but
and
just
it just didn't work with their schedule.
Just didn't work with their schedule. They had some things coming up, and so, you know, those kids know who they are and stuff, but we wish they were there. But it is what it is, and we're excited. April 15th, the day.
Yeah, and it's funny, Reyes is kind of dodging this a little bit, but,
the mistake
that he made, he posted a
Gilbert Christian kid.
It was Zach Holman, and he's going to be in our dunk contest, which I'm really excited about. And Reyes posted a picture of him committing. We thought it was him.
Yeah, please, thank you for saying we. Because, bro, I'm going to keep going and I'll explain, dude.
Yeah, and then he messaged me on Instagram and he's like, bro, that's not me. Dude, it was in class and I saw it. I lost it, dude. I started laughing so hard. Like, dude, that's so dumb on our part.
We
typed in his name and that's the first thing that comes up.
I literally typed in Zach Holman, Gilbert Christian, and that white boy pulled up.
Yeah.
It is what it is, fellas. I typed in everybody's name, and guess what? Your name's your guys' pictures pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that his didn't. It was kind of funny, but thank you for him for kind of sending us that way so we can fix that graphic.
It's true. We fixed it. We posted it. It's all good. So yeah, we are we're really excited about the Arizona Small Ball Senior Showcase. Big shout out to Jones Ford. Team Jones Ford, and then Team Rosati's, and then also a huge shout out to Cloud Nine Sports, who is supplying us with a ton of the swag
here. They're going to be the official sportswear for the Arizona Small Ball Senior Showcase. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, it's going to be really sweet.
Shout out to Cloud Nine Sports for handling that, man. That's awesome.
It's just awesome, man. So really excited for you guys to get your shirts. I saw the designs the other day. They're freaking sweet. If Reyes hasn't even seen them yet, so
I haven't seen nothing.
Yeah,
and then like super quick, dude. I know this is a quick, plug talk real quick and everything like that. But you know, teams, obviously, we're gonna be working with them hopefully in the near future. But just for now, if you need some gear, whatever, go to Cloud Nine Sports. They can hook it up for you. That's all I'm gonna say.
You're gonna see the standard of their clothes at the Arizona Small Ball Showcase. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. So, anyways, that's coming up April 15th. Don't forget about it. Let's get into the superlatives, Reyes. This was kind of hard to do. We put out a poll, and we got some great feedback. What we're going to do, we'll start with best offensive team in the small ball, and we're going to do best offensive overall, just like the unanimous from 3A through 1A, and then we're going to go through 3A, 2A, 1A, and just talk about the best offensive team aside from the overall best offensive team.
Can we, like...
There's some dispute here.
There's some dispute, but can we kind of talk about like what it means to be like the best offensive team?
Oh, that's what's so great. It's relative, dude.
It's so hard.
It all depends.
Because we have best offensive and we have best shooting. So just because you shot the ball great doesn't mean you're the best offensive team.
And it is not even really because you average the most points either.
Mm.
You know, like, because that's not what I'm going off of.
I'm not either. That's what I'm saying, because Let's start with our honorable mentions first, and then we'll move up to the top.
Well, let's just – oh, you want to do that? Okay, that makes sense.
You want to do that, or you want to hit it straight on the top?
No, I don't know.
Let's hit on the nail. Let's just
– Start it.
Let's start it hot.
Okay, so our best offensive team in, like, the whole small ball, like, no questions, nothing.
And we felt ran the best sets, got their players in the break. Great position. They shot the ball well. I mean, there's everything that an offensive team has. I felt like
there's just no question. If you watched any, I don't know. It's Valley Christian. It's the best offensive team in the small ball. They are not just good shooters, but they run great sets, like what you said, to get into their spots. They can attack you in so many different ways. They're extremely efficient, and I'm thinking now, did we look up their percentage from three and all that? We didn't even look it up just because we know it's Valley and we're just there.
I think every team knows.
Yeah, even if their percentage is maybe lower than some other teams, it doesn't mean anything. They are efficient, and if you look at the numbers that they were putting up, and I'll just kind of like very quickly go over this just because I feel like we should say this if they're going to be our unanimous number one. But if you just look at the numbers they were putting up, right? Like 95, 78, 92, 82, 97, 81, 86, 83, 77. I mean, it's crazy, dude.
They're hooping.
I know. So they started to meet some opposition like there towards the end, and they started to stall out a little bit. But remember, they weren't healthy all the way through. You know, so I mean, that's also something there. But so we got Valley as the overall best offensive team in the entire small ball. Now, let's move into, like, 3A. So now that Valley's the overall.
Now let's go to 3A. And let's talk about the honorable mentions first before we capitalize on who's, like. So for me personally.
This was hard, dude. I'm still going back and forth on this.
Honorable mention. I got to throw Fountain Hills in there. I just have to. Coach Bonner did such a great job putting his guys in the best position possible for them to score. Just going to lay that out there.
Okay.
Okay. After that, I think we both can kind of agree. Coolidge.
Okay,
honorable mention.
So let's just, and we did some statistics here to throw your way. We didn't do it for Valley just because it was so glaring and like
it's just unanimous.
You just know it. It's Valley. Maybe that's a disservice to Valley, but whatever. It is what it is. Coolidge averaged 64.7 points per game. They shot 45% from the field, 28% from three.
Not a great outside shooting team.
Well, they just shot so much.
Well, and that's
and they did take bad shots at times.
The volume, yeah, I get what you mean.
So, are you saying that they're an honor? They're are you deciding with them, or are they your offensive pick?
They're my honorable mention.
They're an honorable mention.
They're an honorable mention.
Well, does it change, though? Look at their schedule, though. Like,
straight the schedule's out insane.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane, dude. Like I said, they went through a gauntlet. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. But I, just me personally, I'm just going to put Coolidge my honorable mention. Okay. You know, bear down, I guess. Sorry.
Okay. Another honorable mention, or I guess another team that we talked about. I shouldn't say honorable mention. Another team that we talked about, obviously, was Monument Valley. Mm. Right? They averaged 65.4 points per game, 47% from the field, and 33% from three-point range. I mean, these kids, we've talked about this before. Can I just be honest?
Be honest.
Can I be honest, right? We're here
I
with
hope
the,
you're honest.
We're here with the Army, right? Monument doesn't run as good a sets as some of these other teams.
It's a free-flow style. They have great scorers. Let's put it that way.
They just make it happen, dude. Like, they can just, they're just buckets.
Make it happen, Captain.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you got, I don't know. Yeah. To me, what is interesting is they're averaging around the same points per game as Coolidge was, and their schedule was way softer.
Oh, absolutely.
Than Coolidge's was. But who had a better offensive showing in the playoffs between those two?
The Mustangs! The magical Mustangs!
It's Monument. So in my mind, I think that that automatically disqualifies Coolidge.
Ooh.
I just think that that does from this conversation. So I think, so you got Monument, 65.4 points per game, 47% from the field, 33% from three-point range. And then you got Yuma Catholic.
I have Yuma, so... Cat's out the bad guys. Monkey's out of the bottle. I got Yuma Catholic as our best offensive in the
Monkey's
three.
Out of the bottle?
Right?
I've never heard that before.
Is it in the bottle? Basket? I have no idea.
Maybe
I
out of the barrel?
Barrel?
Probably Monkey's out of the cage.
No, not cage.
Monkeys would be in a cage.
Let us know what it is. I think it's bottle.
Okay, whatever. Keep going.
Cat's out the bag.
So you're rolling with Yuma.
I got Yuma. And now this statistic is kind of crazy because they're averaging less than both teams. Even Valley, they average about 57 points per game, but efficiency, they're shooting about 48% from the field and 38 from three.
Mm.
That means that Coach Stuckey did a really great job just being efficient with his scoring and how they had to do it.
Yeah, but look at their competition, though.
Soft schedule.
Throughout the whole year.
Charmin.
Right.
Absolutely just Charmin. But
they played a great game in the playoffs.
I'm about
everything.
To say, then you look at the title, not the title run, but like you look at the state run they made. You make an argument.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. They knocked off a pretty good Holbrook team.
Here's what I'm going to say. Even though Monument averaged more points per game.
This is the best offensive as a whole.
Right,
just
right.
Mentioned.
I'm gonna roll with Yuma on this one in the 3A.
Yeah, we both got Yuma then.
So Yuma. And the reason why is because they ran really, really great sets and were very intentional about how they got the ball to specific spots on the floor. And that was very different than Monument. No knock to Monument. It's a different style of play, but I'm rolling with Yuma on that one.
Absolutely. Okay, so hashtag I agree.
Okay, so the 3A, we've got Yuma. Let's go to the 2A now.
And we only have two teams for this one.
Yeah, yeah. So, and this is interesting too. Okay, so best offensive team. So there's two teams that we put up for nomination here, okay? ALA, Arizona Lutheran, averaging 62.7 points per game, 48% from the field, and 33% from beyond the arc.
And then you have Santan. What do you got, Santan?
And then Santan is the other team that's up here. They average 74.7 points per game. That's a lot, dude.
They're filling up the stat sheet for sure.
And they're 66% from the field. They don't have their three-point percentage on there.
It's a little suspect.
I doubt they left it off on purpose. That's so stupid. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts on this? My biggest thing that I think of is strength of schedule.
Absolutely. And we kind of debated about this back and forth a little bit before we got on air. But I think ALA had a stronger schedule and a stronger showing than Santan.
By how much? Like, how much do you think ALA had a stronger schedule than Santan?
Just a couple games.
Really, yeah. Okay, I would agree with that.
Just a couple games. It wasn't, by like, a far stretch or anything like that. Obviously, Santan, like I said, if you're, like, a statistic guy, oh, well, obviously, they're averaging 75 points per game, whatever. But, I mean,
but that doesn't mean you're the best offensive team, though.
Exactly. But Coach Crooms did a really great job. I mean, did get his, like, kids in good situations, I guess. Or, actually, I mean, you watch their style of play. It's pretty run and gun. They do get into, like, a base offense and everything like that. But their dribble drive was pretty good. They're just athletic. And they just – no one can really stay in front of them until someone did.
Until someone did.
Anyways, me personally, I don't know where you got. But I'm going to rock with the Coyote. I've been rocking with them all season, you know. Go Yotes. I'm going to rock with them.
Here's my thing. Here's what I'm going to do. I think the...
What are you going to do?
Like, I'm going to disagree with you.
Disagree.
I'm going to roll with Santan Charter. And the reason why is because I'm not going to penalize Santan Charter for the bad game that they had in the playoffs.
I'm not penalizing them at all for that.
I know. I don't feel good about that. And even though I do think that their schedule was not... It was a few games short of an ALA. I do think...
Talk about the teams ALA played.
This is off the top of my head. I'm not looking at it. ALA played against Rancho 2 times. They played against Pima. They played against Trivium 2 times. They played against...
Valley Christian.
Fountain Hills, Northwest Christian.
I'm just saying.
You could stop there.
Country Dame.
Well, I don't think that was a super strong defensive team.
I'm just saying, as far as strength of schedule.
Right. Santan, no, I know what you're saying.
Highland, Thatcher, Ben Franklin.
Well, you're going to rule out all those bigger schools?
Gilbert, don't you dare talk about these freaking mid-major 5As that were like 1 and whatever, dude. Okay. 5 and whatever.
Whatever.
Williamsville was 0-18. Moreno was 7-11.
7-11.
Tucson was probably the only team they played that was pretty good. They were finished 12th in the 6-8 or 5-8.
Well, yeah, 16-3 overall, baby.
They played Santa Rita.
Yeah. Well, Gilbert Christian.
Miami.
Ben Franklin. And then after that, it kind of goes down.
St. Augustine.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, I get you. But I'm going to go with Santan Charter just because in those games where they did play their good competition, they shined.
Absolutely. Right.
Think about how good Gilbert Christian is defensively. You even said that before the show.
I did say that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying that I think ALA played more defensive mind teams than Santan Charter. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it's agree to disagree. I like this.
Yeah.
I got ALA, you got Santan.
They put up almost 70 against Gilbert Christian. They put up 72 against Thatcher. Even though Thatcher didn't have their full squad, it don't matter. That's still a really hard nosed, tough team defensively.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
Without who
now.
They were at. Without.
Yeah, that's still a good defensive team. Come on now. And think about their dribble drive. You got dribble drive going into the lane and everything, and you got Bradley Curtis in there. Bradley Curtis was playing.
He's all right. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
It's fine. So, okay, we disagree. I got Santan as best offensive
Yotes.
Team.
Go Yotes.
And is it a coyote or a coyote?
Ow! That's my freaking howl, dude. I'm howling to the freaking moon right now.
I know, but is it a coyote or a coyote?
Coyote.
A coyote?
The hell is that?
A
coyote. It's an E at the end, bro.
Coyote.
Coyote.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw a coyote when I was jogging the other day.
I killed a coyote with my bare hands.
When I see coyotes out here, I run.
Skinwalkers.
I get freaked out about that. Hey, don't say that word around here in Camp Verde, dude. You can't do that. That just scares me.
I've seen some.
Okay, anyways, let's move on to the 1A, okay? So we got 3A, 2A, let's move on to the 1A. And 1A's this one
unanimous.
Was kind of like undisputed. Our best offensive team in the 1A is North Valley Christian.
The Lions.
They average 53.6 points per game, 46% from the field, and 30% from three. I think like...
They did take a lot of threes.
Yeah, but thinking about how efficient they were, or not efficient, but how much they still were able to see success with shooting that poorly. That's impressive, and that says a lot. You know, obviously their size helps them, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But I'm a big believer in North Valley and their squad this past season. They got great kids on there. I think they're that best offensive team in the 1A. I don't think anybody can really touch them.
Hashtag I agree.
In that. So, okay, overall, what we have right here as far as best offensive teams, overall, Valley Christian, that's undisputed. And the 3A, who did you have for the 3A?
I had Yuma Catholic.
You had Yuma, and I went with Yuma as well. For the 2A, we disagree a little bit.
Go Yotes.
I got Santan Charter. And then for the 1A, we both agree on North Valley Christian.
Rawr.
And that's the perfect transition. Let's go over to the best defensive teams and the superlatives. Check it out. Okay, so best defensive teams here overall in the small ball. Who do you got? I think that's pretty easy.
I think we both kind of agreed on this. Just I mean, you look at the strength of schedule too, which helps them a ton.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's
the
great
state champions in the 2A, your Rough Riders. Pima,
dude.
That's a pretty good intro.
It is a pretty good. It almost reminds me of the announcer at Chino Valley.
Chia. So that's Pima. No, I thought Pima was a great defensive team. I mean, look what they held. I mean, look how close and low scoring that game was against the 5A state champs in Campo Verde.
What was the score there?
It was 54-50, I think.
Dude, that's crazy, bro. Well, I look at that.
Wait, no, I think that was crazy.
Well, let me look just to make sure. I think about that. I also think about.
I don't even think, dude. I just go.
I know. I'm thinking about their game against Valley, even. And I know that. They held Valley into the 50s, dude.
Oh, 66-56. My bad. So sorry about that. But then they lost to Valley by 2 points, 51-53.
So they played Valley, our, like, best offensive team in the small ball. Hold them to 50 points when they were
averaging like 70, 80 points a game.
So many. And then, yeah, I just, I mean, they held, and look at even just their playoff run.
They held at Lutheran to 40, Trivium to 33, and then look at their playoff run, they held Trivium to 43 again.
43.
And then 41. Think about this.
In the
first,
40s.
The first two times that they played against one another, ALA scored 40, and Trivium scored 43. Pima held Trivium to 43 again, and only allowed ALA to score one more point.
This game is this team is just so defensive minded.
And then look what they did to freaking Highland, dude. 37 points.
Dude, I know.
I'm just saying.
And I mean, you know what's funny is like they didn't do anything crazy on defense.
Oh no.
They just played D in the half.
Can we talk about Grant Ashby's defense?
Bro, it's tough.
He's a 6'5 freaking point guard that's length, athletic, and guards the point. And he will guard your one.
Mm-hmm.
And he will get up in his jock strap, but like shorts.
That's so random. I've never heard someone say
get that. Up in your jock strap, dude. I know we're in the freaking like 80s or 70s, early 2000s, baby.
Hey,
I'm not even that freaking.
Can late. I ask you a serious question?
Ask me a serious
and
question.
And just be honest, okay?
All right.
Because you played football.
I did.
Have you ever worn a jock strap?
Never.
I've never worn one either.
You know what's funny?
I don't even really know. Like, if you handed me a jock strap.
I don't even know if it would be. I don't even know.
I wouldn't even know how to put it on.
I wouldn't either. Like, that ass. Like, what makes that even funnier, too, is, like, people, like how I just said it. I've heard, like, people say, like, man, they couldn't even hold my jock strap. It's like, what do they even mean, bro? Like, why would someone want to hold your jock strap?
Well, I think it means it's like a, you know, a dominance thing.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's just play the scenario real quick before we just get off. We'll get back right into it. Let's just say you're in high school, right? You went to your school with like 8,000 kids.
Okay, the amount of kids that, remember, I had a graduating class of 7, so just perspective, right?
So let's just say you're playing 7-on-7 football because you didn't even have enough for 8-man.
Flag football. We had flag football. It's wide receiver, baby.
Let's just say the quarterback was a girl. She said, hold my jock strap.
We did play co-ed.
And she tosses you the jock strap. What are you doing?
Well, but hold on. We're getting the girls don't wear a jock strap, dude.
We don't freaking know, dude. How do we know this, dude? Are you this is bro side scary hours, bro, at Faith Christian Academy. I heard that school went under.
It did, actually.
Wrong reasons.
No, not for that.
No, just, wrong. That's what I heard.
We don't need to get into that. Come on, man. That's my alma mater right there, dude.
Alma mater.
You know, we do the Arizona Small Ball podcast. I come from the smallest of the smallest schools in Texas, so.
Jeb's graduating class was 7 or 6? Seven. Six and a half.
I was the only guy in my class. Well, there was another guy, but he was illegal. So, you know.
He didn't even exist. Papers, nothing.
Then, yeah, he's a ghost. And then 2 years before I graduated, the senior class was graduating a whopping number of 1. Senior class of 1 kid. It was 1 girl.
1 girl?
Mm-hmm. It was an issue.
Did your parents love you as a kid? Because
they did, actually.
You
yeah,
think so? Because I was asking, well, what parent in the right mind? But, oh, yeah, look at this. This school only got 15 kids. And you know what? My kids will be top of the class. Hey, you're a top 7 kid in your class, bro.
I was not top of my class.
You're bottom.
Oh, anyway.
And imagine having a senior class of 7 and you're 7.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're great.
I don't have to imagine it, Reyes.
You were?
I was. Okay, anyway.
Hey, so you think if you got a jock strap, you think, like, you would know what to do with it?
No, I would not. I
is
already
it like,
said that.
Is it like a cup?
Right into the show, guys. Let us know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
you
let
know?
Us know.
I
don't
know.
We could watch a YouTube video, but I don't want to do that.
How
That'd
to put
a
jock strap
weird.
On for yeah. the freaking, like, Patreon? I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Let's get back to this. We talked about Pima. They are the overall best defensive team in the small ball. We love what they did. They competed with the best.
Hashtag, I agree.
They took our best offensive team and held them to, like, some of the lowest points that they had all season. And they guarded some of the best players and held them to small point, everything. Like, I mean, they checked all the boxes, okay? So now let's move on to the 3A. Best defensive team in the 3A.
I think this one's pretty unanimous.
I don't know, dude.
I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about some honorable mentions, though. Or
I'm going to say your honorable mention first, then. That's mine.
Go ahead.
Ironwood.
Okay, Ironwood.
They're
yeah.
an honorable mention. I think they were a great defensive team.
Well, and here's the thing what that gets me.
And you know what's funny, though? How are we going to say they're an honorable mention with a team we're about to mention?
I know.
Talk about a freaking slap to the face.
But that's what I was just about to say.
I'm talking about the overall body of work, though.
Well, and like, can you base it off of just one game?
Nope.
I don't think you can.
Overall body of work.
Because when you look at what ALA Ironwood did against Fountain Hills, they shut them down, right? And Fountain Hills could not stop.
They robbed the nest.
ALA Ironwood. So you could make an argument that maybe Fountain Hills was so effective on defense because of, but no, they played other teams other than just their region, you know? Like, Fountain Hills did branch out and they did play other teams. That was just a really, ALA Ironwood was way better than Fountain Hills on that night, I think. I don't know. I don't think you can base it on one game. So ALA Ironwood was very good defensively, and what Coach McCurdy did with that group was magical, honestly. In the last 2 years that he had that group, to make a Final Four appearance was amazing. And I know
how many points did he held his opponents to?
Who?
Fountain Hills.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about Yuma. Yuma was a very good defensive team as well.
Solid
in the 3A. Super good, super sound, and just in the right spots.
Discipline.
Very disciplined.
But
we got to roll with Fountain Hills. And here was the statistic that really stuck out to us. These guys are holding their opponents on the season to 35 points per game.
That's bananas.
That's just ridiculous, y'all. And I mean, I know that they didn't have a good showing against ALA Ironwood, but let's just say this. If that game goes to a 7-game series with how Coach Bonner coaches and how he knows his stuff.
Tough.
I'm just saying that.
It's hard to count Fountain Hills.
I'm just saying that series is probably going 7 games. You know what I mean? And
let us know, ALA and Falcon fans.
Let's see.
I was about to do like a squawking, but I don't know how to do it.
Thank you for not doing that. My gosh. But, yeah, I just, you know, it's hard, man, because they didn't have a good showing against ALA Ironwood. But when you look at the season and all the different teams that Fountain Hills did get to play, I mean, they're still holding teams to such a low offensive output, you know. The biggest bummer of the season, we didn't get to see Fountain Hills match up against Valley.
That was the matchup I really wanted to see. And I'm going to be honest with you. Everybody's probably saying, like, well, you saw him play against Ironwood. It probably would have went the same way. I don't believe that. I truly don't believe that. I don't know, dude. I don't know what happened that night, but hey, ALA was the better team that night. That's
ALA was just the way better team.
Way better.
Yeah.
And so it showed. And so congrats to them, but like, overall piece of work, Fountain Hills was obviously, in my eyes, pretty unanimous for the 3A best defensive team.
Best defensive team. Okay. Let's move to the 2A.
This one's kind of funny because
this is tough, dude.
I mean, let's just go with honorable mentions first. So the Roadrunners of Santan. Pretty sound defensive team.
Really good defensive team.
Really good defensive team.
The thing that hurts them is the strength of schedule.
Yeah.
That's what hurts them.
Anyways, you got Rancho.
Rancho was a really, really good defensive team.
At one point, what did you say? Do you remember that? Call
I
back.
Do remember. Yeah, I'm not going to, like, shy away from that. I said
Jeffrey,
that,
they said that they were the best team.
I said they're probably the best defensive team in the small ball, like, in the 2A. I didn't say in the small ball period. I said in the 2A. And I don't. That wasn't a crazy statement to make. Watching Rancho play, what Coach Trigg does with that team, they are always super sound. And, like, defensively, they're in the right spots. And if you look at Rancho, I mean, some of their biggest games, right, they held North Valley to 41 points. They held, let's see here, Valley Christian when they played against them. That was not a good game for them. They held Highland Prep to 47. That first time they held ALA to 49, and that was in overtime, I will say. So that you're looking at a team that's a game that's closer to the 30s. They held Phoenix Christian to 31, or Phoenix Country Day to 31 points. They had some really good showings, is what I'm saying. And they're really sound. But for me, my defensive team of the year in the 2A, it's got to go to Highland.
Absolutely.
And I feel like it's got to go to Highland mostly because of how they ended the season. And I'm not basing this off of one game. I'm mostly basing this off of their playoff run. The defense that they played on the playoff run was, I mean.
Who did they shut down?
Well, they shut down, well, number one. Think about this, dude. Phoenix Country Day. We're overlooking them. Like, they're not, you know, I know they're not that top-level tier in the 2A right now.
Solid team, though.
But an offensive team, they can light it up. They held them to 49 points. And they put up 73 on them, right? They play against Santan Charter, arguably the hottest team.
In the small ball.
In the small ball going into the playoffs. And they have a stud sophomore in Kylan Bonner. And they really limited his whole game in that, and they limited their dribble drive, and they were really able to cut out transition. Highland did an awesome job giving Santan Charter fits, and they held them to 58 points. You hold a team to 50 points in the playoffs, you're going to have a good chance to win that game. And then they play Phoenix Christian. And they
did a really great job against Tommy Randolph.
And the way Coach Hill, and you're right with Tommy Randolph, but the way that they orchestrated their defense
and switched it up,
their game plan against that team to take away their high pick and roll, to take away, you know, every time Tommy Randolph tried to turn the corner, there was like two guys there. You know, they did a lot of good stuff. Obviously, they go to Pima and they didn't do a good job in that game. They ended up losing 37-47, but their defensive performance that they put out in the playoffs was extremely impressive. I mean, you gotta love it, dude.
Yeah, hashtag I agree. Let's move on to the 1A, because the only reason why we chose this school is because they held ASDB to 0 points. So let's just start off right there.
Dude, that score's got to be wrong, right?
No.
It's got to be wrong.
Think so? They probably couldn't see. Oh.
Hey, you need to chill. You need to chill. This is not just Patreon, dude. This is going out.
To the masses. I need to chill out, bro. It's scary hours here, boys.
I'm going to tell you that was funny, but you need to chill out, dude.
I know, dude. I almost went a little wild, bro. Okay. Insert F words.
We got the Gregory School. They actually played some really good opponents. And they held them to lower scoring games. And the Gregory School is such an interesting
team. Yeah, they held their opponents to 41 points per game.
And that's on the season, 41 points per game.
Your Fighting Frogs, dude. They freaking kicked them off the lily pads so they can drown. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, that's rough, dude. I mean, they held Salome to 27 points. When's the last time you saw a playoff team score 27 points that you can remember? Like a higher seed, you know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen at all.
So Gregory School did great. They held St. David to 50 points. They held Desert Christian to 43 points, even though they ended up losing that game. But still, I mean, Cicero Prep, they held them to 38 points. And we know what Cicero Prep can do, right?
We sure do.
So
we got eyes, baby. We can see everything.
Bobo, even though they lost, that was like they scored 50. You know, I mean, they just did some really great things there. So I really think that the Gregory School is a great pick for best defensive team. And you can make an argument for North Valley, but come on, we can't put North Valley as everything in the 1A. Because that wouldn't be true or accurate.
No, I think the Gregory School had a really solid defense. And they were just like short all the time as far as like their players, you know, someone's always hurt.
Could you make an argument that helped them towards the end? That's why they're so dangerous.
Yeah, just because no one can really game plan them fall at once.
It's good. Okay, I really can't believe you said that. And we talked about jocks draft, dude. That was a little too much.
That was all right.
I'm gonna buy a jock strap.
Do it. We'll do tutorials on how to like put on a jock strap.
Okay, we're gonna go to the biggest teams next year. Go check it out. It's coming up.
Great transition with jock straps. We'll be right back.
Okay, biggest team in the small ball.
Well, it's kind of easy to say.
I mean, dude, this is the biggest team in Arizona. Could we say that?
It's bigger than some college teams. they're literally a college team.
It's crazy, dude. Everybody knows this. If you're even just a casual Arizona small ball fan, you would know that Pima is our overall biggest team in the small ball scene for this year. And do we have their heights queued up? Do you have that?
I can go off top the dome.
Go ahead.
6'7", Pierce. 6'5", Grant. 6'6", Seth. And then their two guards were 6'3", and 6'2".
That's crazy, dude. That's literally like a college lineup.
It's pretty wild. Hey, you know what I thought of? Because you know what I'm saying, the casual should know this too. You know how you cannot be a casual? You know how you stop from being a casual?
How can you do that?
So you go on our Instagram, Arizona Small Ball Podcast, right? And then you go to our link in the bio, you click on it, and then you see something called Patreon. It's spelled Patreon, the Patreon. You know what you can do with that? You can sign up, join the army, we'll enlist you. We won't throw you to battle just yet. We'll have to train you a little bit, and then guess what? You might get ranked to a lieutenant for only $10 a month. I'm just saying, guys, the army is not bad. And if you're scared, put on your jock strap and get ready to go to war, boys.
Okay, we need to stop with the jock strap.
You said it, bro.
Biggest overall team, we're rolling with Pima. I mean, the team that they had this championship run with is really cool. It's magical. And Coach Thompson did a great job with this group. Now, I can't wait to see him compete at the showcase, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
I can't wait to have Coach Thompson on.
I know. It's going to be fun.
And a couple other coaches.
It's going to be good. So, okay, let's go to the 3A. Biggest team in the 3A. We had a little bit of dispute on this, but I think we both kind of agree. We did talk about Ironwood because Ironwood has some size in them. You got Corey Wood. You got the Isaiah kid.
6'6".
You got their Chapman kid who's like 6'3".
6'4".
You got Emil Alves. You got like some bigger kids there, you know. But across the board, Valley doesn't have one kid who's like huge, but they just have a lot of kids that are, you know, you got the...
the Greers.
I wanted to say Ashby's, but you got the Greers. You've got Austin Wallace. You got Luke Shaw, who's 6'2". I mean, you got just so, like all across the board, you have a lot of height and a little bit more than what Ironwood has. And I think it really showed in the games, too. You know, they just even for their shooting, and I think that's something that we don't talk about enough, but how much their height and their long arms helps them in getting shots off when they're contested.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at Valley's lineup, I think it was 6'2", 2'6'3s.
Mm-hmm.
6'5 and 6'6 because I think like one of the Greers is 6'6. Yeah. I think it's Carson, number 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a very tall team.
Yeah, so we got them as the biggest team in the 3A. And then in the 2A.
So this one's kind of funny just because,
we just said Pima again because they're just so big, dude.
There's no one even comparable to Pima. I'm just sorry. So,
there's not. Yeah.
And you can make there's no argument. I was going to say you can make an argument, but you can't. And I don't want to hear it.
I know.
Five star captain telling you to shut up.
Yeah, 4-star.
You don't want to. 5-star. You're a 4-star.
Okay. So, all yeah, 2A is Pima, and then let's go to the 1A.
So, honorable mentions. You said El Cap.
This is tough, actually.
Actually.
What would you rather have? Okay. Answer me this. This is like a, this is just an opinion thing.
I'd rather have $1 million right now.
Would you rather have one center who's 6'7", 6'8", or would you rather have a team that has a bunch of 6'2", 6'3 people? Who would you rather have?
Give me a big. Wait, how tall are my guards? Give me that at least. Give me some context.
Guards like 5'11".
I'll give me the 6'8 guy. I can live with 5'11 guard.
Really?
Absolutely.
I feel like this is the issue here, right? Because El Capitan, their average height around, and I was
it's
talking
like 5'10".
Well, no, it's more than that. It's like 6'1", 6'2". They're big. And I was talking to Coach Walker about this, and he said from out of North Valley, he said that in seeing El Capitan play live at the tournament, he was like, they're way bigger and more athletic than what I even thought. You know, like seeing them on film, you know, you kind of miss some things. I remember, I don't know what was up with my depth perception in the COVID years, but when we saw Paige play.
Hey, can we talk about how like we were like, holy crap, this team is freaking like huge.
Paige?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were, I don't know what it was. I think it was the angle of the camera or what. But I remember talking to Coach Wall and I'm like, dude, Paige's guards, I mean, they are athletic. They're shifty. I mean, they're tall. Like they look like they're probably like 6'2".
6'3".
And then they got their big. And then we saw them. I was like, oh. They're not big at all.
We're literally taller than them, except for Stewart.
It was funny, but anyways, yeah. So El Capitan and St. David, they're both like that. They just have, we'll see Corey Richardson at the showcase. 6'3". Yeah, he's about 6'3", but they're all kind of across the board like that. Now, North Valley has some size.
They have 6'7".
You know, 6'7". They got Elijah, who's like 6'4", you know, all that. But I don't know, man. I'm going to give it to North Valley on this one just because I think that nobody else has a big that is as effective as North Valley does.
Sure.
And they still have some other, like, people to offset that. And it's not like Bobby Rodriguez is small.
Isn't he like 5'11", 6?
Yeah, he's not small. I think he's like 5'11". So I'm going to go with North Valley on this one. I kind of wanted to go with someone else. They also got Austin Kramer, who's 6'3". Yeah, I'm rolling for sure with
North Valley, the Lions.
Yeah, I'm for sure going with North Valley on this one. So, yeah, height is something that is it can help you, but it can also hurt you a little bit.
Yeah, and how about you recruits, guys? We're gonna start doing something pretty soon. Lou doesn't know this, but I might help you guys out. But hey, quit freaking lying about your height.
Oh, the recruiting on heights.
Oh my God, it's crazy, bro. I have some of my kids, like, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm 6'2", and I look at them, I'm like, "Dude, you're 5'11".
Yeah,
6'1". Just say you're 5'11". Anyways.
Yeah. I'm 5'9".
I'm 5'9".
You're 5'7".
I'm 5'9", bro. Ask my doctor, dude.
Ask my doctor.
Your doctor's on drugs.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Probably on a jock strap. What?
We're going to move on to our last little section, which is the best shooting team in the small ball. Check it out.
Let's bring it home, boys.
I'm going to be honest, man. I love shooting.
Oh, me too.
Like
guns, right?
No. Oh. I'm talking about shooting. Man, would you stop? Dude? I'm talking about shooting, man.
I'm just kidding,
acting,
dude.
Acting like an old Western redneck, whatever. Come on.
Don't you ever call me redneck.
I'm sorry. You know, that's my bad. But I, you know, when you have...
It's weird. You like shooting, but, like, I got the strap. I got shrap.
Well, recently.
We talked about it in the previous episode.
I know. We don't need to keep doing it.
We don't need to go back on that. Yeah.
So I feel that this is so true that if you can make shots from behind the arc, it covers so many mistakes and it helps your team in so many unspoken ways. So thinking about the best shooting team here in the small ball, our best overall shooting team in the small ball is actually the same best overall offensive team in the small ball. We're rolling with Valley Christian on this one.
Has to be. And for the reason being, for me personally, before you kind of dive into it a little bit, they weren't obviously the best defensive team or anything like that. And they played pretty good defense.
They played good defense.
But the errors they made, like say like that Yuma Catholic game, they made some errors. Yuma capitalized on them, but guess what? They would just go right down the court and hit a three.
I know, and it was like they always answer with a three.
And it's so frustrating for other teams because it's like, man, we just got them on a back cut. We just got them on this, and then it's just like, oh, two threes in your face. It's like, dang, like what can you do to stop that? And it's like, I guess play better defense. But even sometimes, like a lot of their shots was a hand in their face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Valley can just light it up. That's all I'm gonna say.
Is this the best shooting team that you've seen with Valley recently?
As of recent, yes.
I'm trying to think. Last year, they're a better shooting team this year than they were last year, easily.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then a few years ago, they had DeBoer. He could shoot.
And the other kid.
And they had Jacob Rice, too.
Jacob Rice.
But he was a lot more like, he could shoot, but he was a lot more downhill, you know.
Go. I'd say this team's probably.
Can we stop and say how cool it is that we've been covering this thing for like over 3 years now? We got so much context.
It's pretty cool.
Like deep context. You know what I'm saying? Not just like. I don't know, it's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet, dude.
Every now and then, Jenny will hear me.
I'll cry in the bathroom just like, wow, we actually did this. What?
Oh, my gosh, no. Every now and then, Jenny will hear me and you talking about something. And I'll get off the phone and she'll look at me and be like, do you think it's, like, depressing that you know so much about all these high school kids? And I was like.
When you say it like that.
I was like, well, when you say it like that, yeah. But, you know, I was like, no, it's awesome. And she was like. Is it worth it? And I was like, baby, it's Arizona small ball. You got to do it for the pod. And she's like, okay.
Is she D1 enlisting?
You what?
She's thinking about enlisting?
No. Jenny does not enlist. She's not a member of the Army. Is Emily?
Yeah.
You stop right now. The day that Emily joins the small ball army, I'll believe that we have officially made it.
You heard it here first, boys.
Okay.
And gals.
So, best overall shooting team in the small ball, we got Valley Christian. I think that that's very similar to offense as far as, like, undisputed. But let's talk about 3A.
So, first honorable mention, Yuma. They shot the ball pretty well.
Really well, 38% from three.
But let's get them out of the way.
So you're not rolling with Yuma?
Nope.
Okay.
I am going to roll with Holbrook. My freaking Roadrunners, dude.
Those are your guys, huh?
Those are my guys.
That's your dog.
Woo!
What was their percentage from three?
38.
38% from three. I'm not going to roll with Yuma, and I'm not going to roll with Holbrook.
Who are you going to roll with?
I'm rolling with Monument. You got to, dude. And here's the thing. Their percentage is not even as good as theirs. I'm going to look up really quick their percentage.
Who beat Monument? Who beat Monument?
Okay, I know Holbrook twice. Beat them, but that's not what we're talking about.
Twice.
That's not what we're talking about, dude.
Two times.
So
I don't care about their state title run no more.
I'm just saying.
I
the way that they
don't agree.
That's fine. That's okay. But the way that Monument Valley was able to elevate their level of shooting in the playoffs to make that state title run, they didn't finish it off. But, I mean, man, that game against ALA Ironwood, bro.
That's pretty wild. The game against Coolidge was
the game
crazy.
Against Coolidge? I mean, you take your pick, dude. Like, it's crazy.
I'm just saying, Holbrook got dealt with on a three.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Sir.
But I'm going to roll with Monument Valley.
I'm going to roll with Holbrook.
Because I think that when you look at the performance in the playoffs.
You know what? I guess we'll find out on April 15th who is the better shooter, because we have Brandon Tapaha and we have.
Oh, Brandon Baijo.
Guess we'll Brandon Baijo.
I know. I'm excited about that, dude. We got the ball wrecks all figured out. You chilled out now?
I'm a little chilled out. Guys, hey, for the freaking past, like, month, your boy has been stressing about, you know, we got everything. We got sponsors. We got the jerseys. We got everything covered. Like, we're doing great. I'm worried over here about the ball rack. I'm like, hey.
For the three-point contest.
For the three-point contest. You know, as a shooter, you want to make sure that it's properly set. Mm-hmm. Just saying. But we got it covered, so I don't have to stress no more.
Hey, I'm going to post that video of you crossing that kid over and making that shot.
I missed. I passed it up, actually, and the kid got blocked. Wait, no, he didn't get blocked. He's like, miss it terribly.
Okay, anyways, so Monument Valley, I'm rolling with, and then Reyes, you got Holbrook. Let's move to the 2A. We really thought that this was between two teams. We thought this was between Santan Charter, and we thought it was between PCD.
Spoiler, I got PCD.
I'm going to roll with Santan Charter, dude. I'm rolling with them. You could make an argument for both, though.
Absolutely.
Easily.
Like, but it's kind of lame the dude's like, oh, they're tied. Like, that's kind of like lame. I'm not with that. I got PCD. I thought PCD just lit it up, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, but so is Santan Charter at times.
Live and die by the three, baby.
That's okay. It's fine.
Just saying, that's what PCD did.
They did. Yeah, they did.
Absolutely did.
I think both of these teams, you make an argument for them that there were points in the season where their ability to shoot from three separated them from everybody else. And
absolutely.
And it's hard because neither of these teams have their stats completely on there. Santan Charter doesn't have the three-point percentage on this, so we can't really see that. But I know in the games that I watched, both PCD, and I think that pick from PCD is a great pick, but in looking at both of these teams, they both were very effective from behind the arc at times. And, I mean, we saw PCD play. And, dude, they just started going off. And it was like, I felt like people's grandmas were making threes. I'm like, dude, what the heck is going on right now?
And they lit us up.
They did, man. So, anyways, those are our picks for the 2A. And then for the 1A, let's talk about this in the 1A. Who do you got for the 1A?
Are you really about to make this argument right now?
Go ahead. Who do you got?
I know it's kind of basic, and you guys are probably like, I'm tired of the Lions. Rawr. The Lions, North Valley. I thought they shot the lights out with a lot of teams.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want you to do, okay? I want you to pull up North Valley Christian on your max preps, okay? Because I disagree with you on this one.
North Valley shot 30%. I already know that.
No, no, just pull it up, though. I want you to look at something for me, okay? I am rolling with Fort Thomas, the Apaches.
Hey, I'm Apache, dude. Talk to Apache. Let's go, my peeps.
Hey, and our guy Jay Sean Rambler is on here, too. And I'm really excited to meet this kid when he comes out for the three-point contest. But altogether, they shot 32% from three, which is not, like, amazing. That doesn't blow you away. But when you look, they've got some kids that are kind of, like, you know, doing okay. So they got a kid who's shooting, so 31% from three, not amazing. Jay Sean Rambler shooting 44% from three. You got number 31, Dosella, who's a freshman, shooting 30% from three. You got Wilson, a freshman, who's shooting 34% from three. You've got Stanley, who shot 30% from three. And then you've got Olivar, who is shooting 29% from three.
Well, at North Valley, you got Rodriguez for 38%. You got Higdanez. Josh. Hard name to say. He's 59%.
Yeah, but how many threes did he take?
I'm not going to say that. He's 59.
So stupid.
He's 59% from three, bro. He's a,
what, did he shoot like four threes?
He shot 10.
Oh, my gosh.
He shot. No, wait. No, wait. No, he shot 10. He made,
that don't count.
No, he shot 17, made 10. My bad.
Okay, so then Wright from Fort Thomas was 67% from three. It's two for three, baby. You want to go that route? I'm rolling with Fort Thomas, okay?
Hold
on. Is there any kid on there that's even close to 44%? Is Bobby Rodriguez 38? That's the highest one?
That's the highest one.
I'm rolling with Fort Thomas, okay, dude. You know, and I think I'm convincing you right now.
I'm going to tap out. Tap out.
Fort Thomas, in my mind, is the best three-point shooting team in the 1A. Really excited about that. Did I convince you, Reyes, or are you still rolling with North Valley?
No, I'm going to roll with the Fort Thomas Apaches.
Hey, I knew you were going to do that. That's
I didn't
awesome.
Think I was, but you got me.
I got you. That's awesome. Okay, so those are our best ones. So for overall best shooting, we got Valley Christian. And then for the 3A, we got Monument Valley. For the 2A, we got PCD. And for the 1A, we got Fort Thomas. You got PCD for the 2A, I got Santan Charter, and then I got Monument for the 3A, and you got Holbrook for the 3A. We were going to do most athletic team in the small ball, but we kind of decided not to do that. And so this has been really fun to do the superlatives. A huge shout out to Coach Foshi for giving us this idea, because it's been super fun to put all this together.
Wait, before we close out and everything like that, mm-hmm. I wanted to do a little bit of tier talk, just real super quick. It's super simple. Just playground games.
What?
Playground games. Tier talk. Top three playground games. Go from three to one.
I don't know. You get me off the top of my head.
I'm just putting you on the spot. I'm sorry, dude. I just
okay. All right. Give me this. Give me dodgeball. Give me.
Wait. For three?
Yeah. I suck at dodgeball. I was got out first. So give me dodgeball, give me sharks and minnows, okay? And then give me four square.
Four square?
Four square.
What's four square?
Shut up. You don't know what four square is?
Explain it to me. It sounds like four corners, but what's four square?
I don't even know how to explain it, dude. If you don't know what it is, it just sucks, dude.
I'm going to say just one word. I hope I don't butcher this, but I'm probably going to butcher this because I don't know how to talk. Opportunistic?
I don't know what that is.
It's like a lot of opportunity in those games.
Oh, yeah.
For me, I'm going to go three. I'm going to go ahead and say, what's that game called? Where are you freaking?
Red Rover?
Oh, my God. When my thick butt would just, they call my name, I just burst through that thing.
Just truck them?
Pop through that. That's three. Two. Tough. I think Red Light, Green Light was pretty good.
Red Light, Green Light's good.
It's a good one for me. I like that game. And then Dodgeball, number one.
Dodgeball's number one?
Dodgeball's number one.
Your pick, one word for that, basic.
God, it
is. It's very basic.
I know. Or no, hide and seek. I'll put hide and seek for two. I'm sorry.
I thought about hide and seek.
I'm going to do hide and seek. I love hide and seek.
It's good. It's good.
Okay. What about that? Change it up. I play hide and seek now. What is that?
That's good. I like that. That's good.
It's so basic to you, though.
Hey, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning into the Arizona Small Ball Podcast. Do not forget about April the 15th at Florence. And if you haven't already, make your way over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review. You know that we love those 5-star reviews. We'll catch you guys next week.